Revelation 13. I didn't look at that invitation. For the wedding. Yeah, well, what? I got it marked on my calendar. It's July the 27th. Okay. Amen. That's a blessing. So, all right. Let me get out of Hebrews. That's where I was this morning. Revelation 13. And we actually going to kind of finish up on verses 16 through there. Fifteen and 16, just kind of go back and pick up a little bit. We're talking about the things of the Antichrist and what's going on let's see. Let's read verse 15. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And in verse 16, and he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And of course, we are dealing with that. But it talked a little bit about the Antichrist, and is like a leopard and a spot. And look at, we're talking about different typologies of the Antichrist. And so let's go back to 2 Samuel and look at Absalom, which was a type of the Antichrist. And 2 Samuel 18, and just a lot of things catching up through on the Antichrist tonight. And it still amazes me of the number of churches that we were just talking before church, Jason and Sonia and I, about that believe we're going to go through the tribulation. Man, I tell you, it's unreal. Matter of fact, and Elijah and Rosie, they go to that, what's the name of the church? Liberty Fellowship. And so they don't believe in a rapture. They believe in the second coming. And we had to be real gentle with them. And they attended that church this afternoon. They have a service at 2:00. And so he's been there a while, because right after, remember, he ran for president. Did you know that? Oh yeah. Yeah, he ran for president, and libertarian, I think, wasn't it? And this had to be when Clinton was president. Yeah, I mean, it was. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who's that? Oh yeah. So anyway, he is strictly. I mean, he preaches. Yeah. So anyway, did you ever know about him, Gene? His name is what's his name? Chuck Baldwin. Chuck Baldwin. Yeah, it's not the movie star, but is he's anyway. So anyway, they a lot of false teaching, but that anyway. Anyway, so here we'll look at 2 Samuel chapter 8. We're talking about things that pictures of the Antichrist. And 2 Samuel 18, now notice how many sixes is there. And what we're doing is just all through the Bible and things that go on connected with the number 666. And we know that's the number of a man, okay? And so that's what we're dealing with. We're just looking at a lot of stuff. And, of course, how many sixes are there in 18? Three. And three, six, six, sixes makes 18. And look at verse 18. And Absalom, we're in chapter 18, verse 18. Now, Absalom in his lifetime had taken and reared up for himself a pillar. Now, just like Nebuchadnezzar did back in Daniel, which is in the King's Dale, for he said, I have no son to keep my name in remembrance. And he called the pillar after his own name, and it is called unto this day Absalom's place. Now, what does Absalom mean? Father of peace. Okay? Now, that's what it means. Absalom means father of peace. All right? Now, how's the Antichrist going to come in? By good words and fair speech and by peace. Okay? He never was. What did he do? He was a. Anyway, I messed it. A community organizer. Yeah. And so, anyway, thank you. So, anyway, Absalom. Now, and so that means Absalom means father of peace. And that's exactly the way the Antichrist will come in and take control. So it says, verse 18, there's a pillar there. Now, who else made. And raised up that pillar, Nebuchadnezzar, which is also a type of the Antichrist. And and now here we see Absalom, which means father of peace, is also a type of the Antichrist and reared up an image of himself also. And now remember, we're talking about this beast over in Revelation that they made an image of himself and brought it to life. Okay? And so... And that's exactly, now here is what he did to it. And in verse 18, he says, I have no son. Well, Judas didn't have a son. The Antichrist doesn't have a son. And how do I know that? If you go over to Isaiah 14 and Psalms 109, it talks about that he had no children, okay? But in verse 18 here also, he names this pillar after himself, like you would a son, okay? You remember the verse over in Acts 1:25 that talking about Judas, that it said that that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas, by transgression, fell, that he might go to his own place. Well, what's the own place? It's to hell or perdition, okay? And so it's Absalom's place. That's the same thing. Now, what was Absalom's sign or his mark? Well, go to 2 Samuel 15. And look at verse 2. And Absalom rose up early and stood beside the way of the gate, and it was so that when any man that had a controversy come to the king for judgment, then Absalom called unto him and said, of what city art thou? And he said, thy servant is one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said unto him, see, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee. Absalom said moreover, oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice. Okay? Now look at verse 5. And it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and did what? Kissed him. So, see, better kiss the ring, man. Better be careful. And how did Christ betray Judas? With a kiss. This is what we're talking about. And better watch what you're kissing there. Now, and again, how did Absalom die? He got hung in a tree, just like Judas got hung in a tree. Strange thing, isn't it? So, I have a book at home that a certain religion put out that says that if you go to church on the first day of the week, that it's taking the mark of the beast. Seventh-day Adventist, that's what they say. Yeah. So anyway, all right. So now, go back to Revelation 13. And so we're dealing again with the Antichrist like a leopard. Remember, the leopard, if you look at them spots with a magnifying glass, they look like lips, okay? And he has feet like a bear, a mouth like a lion, and all three of these animals are different, but if yet you know much, they have a lot of strange characters about them. So anyway, they will all reach as far as that an animal, which everything we talked about is a cat, okay? And if you've ever been around cats, wild animals, and even bears, but especially what they say, like they do two things to mark their territory, but they will reach up and claw on a tree just as far as they can. A bear will do that. Cats will do that. And lions will do that. Leopards will do that. It's marking a tree, and then we know what tomcats will do also to mark a tree. You know what a tree is compared to in the Bible? Men. Okay. So the Antichrist it's just strange how a cat. We're talking about a leopard, and they'll mark his tree, which resembles a man. And what does the Antichrist do? He marks man. And so again, it reverses to show that in the Bible, men represent trees, or trees represent men, is Mark chapter 8, Psalms 1, Psalms 37, Psalms 92, all shows about that. That men or trees represent men. And now verse 16 in Revelation 13, and he caused all, both small and great, and rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in their forehead. Now it looks like if there's, it's just one thing that happened, but which is to, they get, there's one thing to do to get the mark, okay? But it seems like there are three different things about that for some reason. Verse 17, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that hath the mark. Now notice, go back up in 16. Look at the last part of it. Free and bond to receive a mark in the right hand or in their forehead. Now verse 17. That no man might buy or sell, save he that hath the mark or the name. Now that, it says mark or a name of the beast. Or, look in verse 17, the name of the beast or the number of his name. So you got three things going on there. I put up four frames. Three things going on there. So, the word or means it sees that or as a, it's kind of a mere contraction of something else. It's something else. You know what it's talking about. Also, or is a connection that marks an alternative. You can do that. A lot of commentaries say that they are three different things, the mark or the name or the number of a name. A lot of your commentaries say there's three different things, but they all mean the same thing. That they all mean 666. What's the name of this book? Well, it's the book of Revelation, right? And what does it mean? It means it wants to reveal things. So verse 18, he's going to reveal what it is. Here is wisdom. Verse 18, let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. So, now, what was the beast? It's a cat. Remember, that's what we talked about. It's a leopard. It's a cat. And In Egypt, you have the Sphinx, which is a lion's body with a man's face. It's a half cat and half man, okay? This number is a number of a man. It's not a number of a computer. Now, this man is like a cat, again. But it's not a computer. You remember all the guys that said it was computer and everything, and back in the 70s, it's not a religion or a nation. The Muslims say that the U.S. is the great Satan, okay? But remember, years ago, the 666 is the number of a man. Now, in the 70s, Israel, on their license plates, had 666. Great big bolt. You didn't know that? Yeah. Every license plate in Israel had 666, a great big number. This was back in the 70s and 80s. Yeah. Yep. And now, if you... So now what do you... we're talking about Sphinx and everything. Again, if you look at a six-headed bolt, what's that called? A hex head. Right? Yeah. And so we know all that stuff. Many of the words that end in X, most of the words that end in X are not very good. You get a bottle of poison. What does it have on it? Back in the old days, big X, right? And a skull. What about the old days when you went to buy whiskey? What'd they call it? Spirits. And it had an X on it, XXX on it. Now, here's something. Your UPC code, which is a universal product code, is one just about, is on just about, well, it's on everything you buy anymore. The first two letter lines are 6, the middle two lines is 6, and the last two lines are 6. Okay? I mean, that's been around for, what, 30 years now? But that's just what it is. And everyone knows that they're on them. And you say, well, why don't they take them off? Well, here's the problem. They're on that. It's not on me. See? I don't care if it's a... Boy, during the 70s and 80s, when these things come out, there was Christians just went ballistic over Israel and everything. And, oh, it's a sign. Well, yeah, but what is the Bible? Now, notice it's on your head or on your arm or hand. It's not on some. There's a barcode. That got a 666 on it. Oh, the devil. No, I don't care. It's not on me. See? Sure, we know that it's winding up to it and working and getting everything's all worked up to it, and we know that. So what's the big deal? It's not on me. So not everyone. Again, not everyone. You know, before the mark officially shows up and being put on people, the rapture will take place. Okay, now I know they're putting chips in dogs, but it didn't say that they're going to put them in. They're going to put it on you. See, this is something that you'll see right here or right here. Okay, and that it's not a hit under your skin, and now they're placing chips in children to locate them. Oh, it's a devil. Well, I don't know if it's a devil or not. It's probably not too healthy on them with that radioactive thing in them. But it's not on them, okay? And so everybody gets all bent out of this shape, and you just got to see what the Bible says about it. So when the rapture takes place, and sometime during the tribulation, and really, where are we at in our context? It's in the middle of the tribulation. most, almost half of it has already expired, and they haven't started. They're just now starting to put the mark of the beast on there. And so, but again, the rapture will have to take place. The beast will have to show up and get killed, and is resurrected. That's what we've been studying. And none of these things has happened yet, okay? So I don't know why people get, 666. Oh. And we do. Something will come up, 666, and goes, oh, man, look at that. Yeah, it's a number of the beast. It's a man. But it's not on you. They're not going to do that. Things have to happen. I know preachers that people won't take a Social Security number because that is just one step forward taking the mark. Really? Okay. You ever wonder, and I'll tell you what, that group that I'm talking about? Yeah. You ever wondered about when you make a transaction with your phone, you push the asterisk sign and all those things? What about banking online or getting your direct deposit? And before long, there'll be no money. Does that mean you've taken a mark? Nope. Within a few years, probably, and then it'll come. Everything will be electronically. Yeah. But is that the mark of the beast? No. It's just it's coming to what it is, and what it'll be. Now, we got cards. Credit cards. You say, they're the devil. Well, they may be. Because most people don't know how to handle them. But has anything happened yet? No. So... don't worry about it unless you can't control yourself with a credit card. Then don't buy one or don't get one, okay? Sure they do. Well, I don't use a credit card. I use a debit card. Right, okay, whatever. Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness! I'm gonna cut up my card tonight. Yeah. Well, here's another reason why we're not taking the mark yet. The false prophet has to command the entire world to worship the beast. Okay, that hasn't happened yet. Now, if Obama comes around again, maybe. but not yet. Okay. The simple fact of it is, when the mark shows up, putting it on what we're talking about right here, the church will be in heaven in glory for almost 3.5 years. Okay, now that's just scripture. And we know that when the Antichrist comes, that all kind of things will be changed, like the metric system. Now I think that's of the devil. I've always said that. I hate the metric system. I go to work on something and I'll kick and scratch. It's metric. I'm an American. And I've told them, quit selling that. They say, well, it's a more accurate system. Yeah, but it's not American. That's the way I feel about it. And I don't. You say, well, do I know it? Nope. And I'm not going to learn it either. Me and my brother can be hard-headed sometimes. And I'm not. And now I do know what a 7 or an 8 or a 13 is, but you know what? After a while, I just throw it away, and I'll get a half or a 5/8, the closest thing, and use it. So, I'm not going to do it. I spent my life, I'm an American, using U.S., and that's what I'm going to use. But anyway, Sometimes I have to go get a metric tool. I just can't find one to work, and I get aggravated every time. So anyway, where am I at here? Now, the false prophet has to, again, command the whole world about that, and it hasn't happened yet. And again, putting chips in animals that tells everybody them that it's the mark. No, the mark will be where everyone will be able to see it. And what about Ash Wednesday when they put that? Well, I don't know what that is. It's a mark, I guess. But they put it on your forehead. And what church does that? Roman Catholic. Okay. Now, so think about it. A cashless society would put a stop to a big portion of crime. It'll take care of tax evasion, theft, drug dealing. Now, this is what they're saying. That they will control what you buy, sell, and give. Oh, serious thing. I was talking to Glacier Bank the other day and about the church account and getting there working on it. And she says, oh, by the way, I see you don't take credit cards for your church. She said, you want to do that? And I said, well, a lot of people pay their tithe and offering with credit card. And I said, well, I've never done that. I said, I'm going to ask the people if they want to do that. So if any of you want to. But they do. Oh, she told me, most of your churches now take credit cards. That's exactly what they do. They will, and they said, well, what we do is we got a deal, Jenny and Todd and Jenner's got one for the chiropractor. They put it in their phone, and you swipe it there, and that's exactly what she says. Yeah, when they're taking the basket around, we'll just load your app, and you just run the card and give it right back to them. And I thought, cool. Oh, yeah. But now that's for the preacher. So, yeah, and when you do that, then you sign it and you push a button, and when you get home on your email, you got a receipt for it. Well, and a lot of times you do. Like at Todd and Jennifer's, and that's what they got a screen there, and I just sign it. And they just email me one. When I get home, I got a receipt, and yeah. So and I thought, well, I am going to ask the people. So you don't think you want to take credit cards? All right, okay, all right. Well, I just thought I'd ask. So, but that's what it's. And I was studying this, and I thought, well, now there you go. That's cool. But again, anything wrong with it? Not really. No. I mean, is it satanic? I don't know more than anything else. I mean, it's just another mode of transferring money and everything. And so what you look at when you see the number 666, what do you have? Is man. It's humanism. But the problem is Satan told Eve that we would be like God. And so Ezra chapter 2, the children of Adikam. Now this, again, we're just number 6 and all that. It says in Ezra chapter 2, verse 13, the children of Adikam is 666. And what does Adikam mean? Lord of Rebellion. Okay. Now I'm just showing you things in the Bible that connect with all this stuff. 2 Chronicles 9, verse 13. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold. 666. Now notice what Ezra, the verse, we're in Ezra chapter 2 and verse 13, okay, and 2 Chronicles 9, verse 13. We're in chapter 13. Of Revelation, right? And what verse are we in? 18, okay, which has how many sixes in it? Three. It's all accidental. No, it's not. No. How about 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 66? And the residue of the families of the son of Kohath had cities of their coast out of the tribe of Ephraim. Who is Ephraim? They're the 10 tribes that kicked out, that's kicked out during the tribulation, okay, of the genealogy. There's only two books in the Bible with 66 verses. 2 Chronicles 6, verse 66, which deals with Adikam. And then John 6, verse 66. What does that deal with? Judas Iscariot, the Antichrist. The only two books in the Bible that has that. Just coincidence. No. How many know what geometry is? And I don't. I'm just reading what I heard somebody else write. It's where letters of the alphabet have a numerical meaning, right? Anybody take algebra or geometry? I couldn't get through math, much less algebra. Now, you can find this in Psalms 119. At the beginning of every eighth verse, you have a word which is a letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and every one of them represents something, okay? Now, the Hebrew alphabet has numerical value, and the Greek alphabet we know that does also. The English doesn't. But if I was to write down Roman numerals, you know what they're dealing with. They mean a lot. They go all the way up to 1,000, and I never can get them straightened out. But so all that's there. Now, how many knows what's on the Pope's crown? You ever been close enough to the Pope to see his crown? It's Vicarius Filii Dei, or whatever it is. When you pick out that Roman letters, it's 666. That's what it is. The word means faithful vicar of God. He is claiming to be Jesus Christ. Oh, Hitler was a die-hard Catholic, right up to the end. Okay, Hitler's party card was number was 555, which is also the number of what? Death. Okay, and so now if David were a type of Christ, and he was, then Goliath has to be a type of the Antichrist. That's in 1 Samuel chapter 17. And he's called a giant, but he's also called the remnant of the giants, which comes from Genesis chapter 6. Okay? Goliath was not of all human origin. The Bible teaches that. This guy was 9'6". Okay? That, if we get all the measurements right, he was between 9 and 10 foot tall. Okay, Goliath had 6 pieces of armor, and how many fingers? He had 6. Yeah, he had 6 on each hand, just like his brothers did. And by the way, his sons was his brothers. Okay, that's what it teaches. You didn't know that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Bible teaches very clearly that and you say, what happened? He went into his mother. Just like Nimrod. Yeah. And it says in Samuel there that he had, and that's why when David went over the brook, he picked up 6 stones. It said very clearly how many stones. Why? He was going to clean the whole mob out, just not go. Because there were 6 of them, and they were all 6 brothers, but Goliath was the father of them. Yes. Well, and yeah. Well, yeah. They all got killed by David's men. Yeah, and so. Sure, because he was king. Right. Well, he chopped off his head, but yeah, and he rocked him to death. He just rocked him to sleep. Yeah. So, anyway, so yeah, all that. So again, Goliath had 6 pieces of armor. He had 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each hand, a foot. He is 13 spans tall. Okay, and he was of the remnant of the giants. And David gives him a wound in the head, just like Jesus Christ will give the Antichrist in the tribulation. Okay? And so, now how many pieces of armor does the Christian have over in Ephesians? 7. Okay? Now, what's 7? Look real quick at go to Daniel. Go to Daniel chapter 3. Get over in Jason's area. Okay, Daniel chapter 3, look at verse 1. Nebuchadnezzar, remember he's the type of the Antichrist, the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Okay? So you see all them numbers there. Look at verse 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and a form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace one... How many times?
7.
Type of the tribulation. 7. More than it was ought to be... to be heated. And now look at Isaiah. Back up to Isaiah chapter 30. And look at Isaiah chapter 30. Look at verse 26. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun. Now it's talking about the tribulation. Okay. And the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wounds. So that says that during the tribulation, the sun will be just like it, 7 times hotter, just like the king, the Antichrist, made that furnace 7 times hotter over there. Let's see. Now go back to Revelation. We'll look at verse 17, Revelation 13. And that no man might buy or sell or save, he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Well, what will his name be? Listen to this. This comes out of John chapter 5. And verse 43, I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you'll receive. Now that's a warning. Now how did he come in his Father's name? Jesus means Jehovah, Jesus Christ, right? We know that. So he may not call himself Jesus Christ, the Antichrist, but he'll come in his own name. Okay? Don't know exactly what that would be. But anyway, back to Revelation. And verse 18, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So how do you remember that, what the symbol of... now, you remember what the symbol of Nazi Germany was? It was actually a flash of lightning. 2 flashes of light. That's what the original was. Now, just think about that. So, okay. All right. So, it was 2 bolts of lightning together. Look at Luke chapter 10. look at verse 18. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fallen from heaven. Amen? Now, you say, what's the big deal? Do you ever notice how many movie stars and people wear a lightning bolt on them? A flash of lightning around their neck? Did you notice that Harry Potter has a lightning bolt carved in his forehead? Oh, you remember that Superman had a lightning bolt on his red chest? Who was it? Flash Gordon. Okay. Well, didn't, no, Superman had the S. That's right. Flash Gordon had, I knew there was somebody had a big flash of lightning on him. So, anyway. All right. So, Superman has a. Okay. Shazam, I haven't seen that one. I heard about that. Shazam, all right. Okay. What is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
I'll throw you another one. The Monster Energy drink have the slash marks under.
Yeah.
That slash in Hebrew is 6. Oh, 3 slash marks. Upside down. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Matter of fact, there was a movie that I was all I got is Netflix, and I thought well I would watch it, and it was called. This guy he was blind, and he was a superhero type. What? But he's blind. What's that? I can't think of it. What I thought about that is when it first starts playing and he they made him a costume like a devil. It's something about devil.
Daredevil.
That was it. Daredevil. And if you go and turn that on and just before the movie starts, that slash thing comes, that's on there. It's like on a monster drink. It's a face with kind of marks down it.
Yeah, the 3 marks.
The 3 marks. It looks like claw marks or something. I just thought that is on that movie. That starts out. You see that on that movie. And I watched about 2 of them. And I said, "Man, this is just it." And I quit watching them. It was just too gory. I mean, it just. I can when they shoot them up and stab each other, I can put up with a lot of gory. But after about 2 or 3 of them, I said, I mean, this is just ridiculous. But when you said that, I thought, that got that there. It's a face kind of with marks down it, something. Okay, one of them. Yeah. Well, he's like a cat. Yeah. 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 Hey, the world knows more about this stuff than most Christians do. The Trinity? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, well, that's all I got. Anything else?